Welcome to the Entrelikör, liquid entrepreneurship and small bars daily business. Welcome to my Entrelikör's audio experience. So today in episode number 11, I would love to take in a call in, which I call the Entrelikör's experience exchange, the EEE. So welcome to another episode of the EEE. Episode number 11, there is Mr. Snyder calling in, and Mr. Snyder wants to talk about bar menus. And Mr. Snyder, to be honest, I'm in Florence, I'm a little bit on the run, but I think I have some very, very important point for you for bar menus. There's many, many things to add up, and I promise to push out more on bar menus, because this is a big thing to talk about in bar business. But something I really like to mention to you, and so now I will publish Mr. Schneider's call-in so you can listen to his question.
So Jörg, my question for you is, how does a good bar menu look like for you? How to create and develop it, especially in high volume bars and like bar nightclub crossover projects? Thank you.
Mr. Schneider, thank you very much for calling in. So how does a good bar menu look for me? And regarding to high volume bars, I think first of all, we have to make sure that there's many, many functions on the bar menu, and I'm not sure if in this short notice I will get them all. But first of all, I mean, this is one of the most important tools to communicate with your guests. And also it's a very, very important tool to drive business and to, you know, make people drink something which they normally would not drink. It's so amazing how a good menu can work out. For sure, first of all, you have to make sure that it's, I mean, fitting legal aspects often. And I like the idea, you know, we had this time like 10 years ago when it was super cool, and it still is cool, don't get me wrong. There are some very small bars who say, oh, we don't have a menu, the bartender's your menu. I think it's okay. And sometimes if you do it right, it's done very good. But often, in my opinion, it's done very shit. Because there's just, you know, people are lazy and boring, and sometimes no menu is not cool for me. I like the idea when you have a good bartender that he is the you know, he is talking to you and he gives you great advice. But I also like the idea, especially when it comes to a weekend, you know, maybe some people just discovered your bar, they sneak in, and I can totally understand many guests that they are kind of not afraid, but they want to have, first of all, it's like, shut up, I want to listen what you do, and also they want to see the price. Many, many things are about pricing, and I think in many, many of the small bars, we kind of get ripped off, to be honest. You know, some of them are lazy, some of them are just bored, but some of them are really a little bit like criminal because it's just too expensive. And I can totally understand that people need an idea for the pricing. So I think, first of all, a bar menu, I mean, it is important. And I think also next to legal aspects, the guest has a right to have a menu. This is just basics. But I think it's very important. Just, you know, there's different types of guests. Some are very experienced. Some already have heard about you. Some, you know, just trust you. But it's okay if somebody doesn't trust you, kind of, and he just want to look at the menu. I think that's okay to do it this way. So these are just the basics, if you ask me. But then, I mean, even more important, there is no general rule, because I think, I mean, the whole bar should be a concept and the storytelling, and this should just fit. I mean, this should fit to what you expect. Sometimes a really big like storytelling, like a Bible menu, can be okay. I kind of get bored from them, but it can be okay in the right bar if it's, you know, very classic, very small. So first of all, I mean, you should just, and you have to be careful, because bartenders tend to do it wrong. They tend to, bartenders, they are like marketeers. They want to impress their colleagues. So bartenders want to impress their colleagues, but you as an entrepreneur should make sure that you impress your guests and drive sales. So for sure it has to fit to your concept, but be careful how you structure it, because often It's too barkeeper nerdy and not enough fun and not really understandable for consumers. So try to, you know, show your ideas people who are not bartenders. Please don't try to impress me or your colleagues. Try to impress your guests. That would be, I think, a very helpful advice for general concepts. This is very important, and this is what I spot when I go to bars nowadays, that just bartenders, bar teams, you know, don't get me wrong, and this is something, this is the point I want to point out with you, and I want to discuss with you, and I want to give you as a maybe hopefully valuable point when it comes to bar menus. Don't get me wrong, it's wrong to be an arrogant bar owner and decide a menu without your team. Because finally your team has to run the night and to sail the stuff. And so you have to be very careful. You have to guide this. We all have to know that bartenders, maybe when you give them the freedom to produce a menu, that they tend to impress their colleagues, which is maybe wrong. But you also have to be careful, because a bar menu gives them, you know, identity. This is something where the heart and soul of a bar comes. Also, it's about the craft of the bartender. So you have to make your team proud and happy. So this is something very important. And this is what I would recommend you as a very good tip when it comes to bar menus. So having this in mind, that it's very important to think about your team, I think this is the most interesting thing when it comes to create a new menu. You have to make it with your team. And you have to make it really, this should be something really everybody works on. And you have to make, you know, the goals clear and give them the freedom to do it. You have to make sure, we are a nightclub, we are a high volume business. I just want to have maximum 2 pages, which I would recommend. I would, you know, these are the standards we need. These are the products who need to be known. This is the way we maybe do it with. But be careful. Don't give too many advices, because otherwise, you know, there's not creativity in it. You have to make it a really cool project for maybe your head bartenders or also for the whole team. And you can divide it in some very interesting aspects, because making a menu is super complex. So first of all, I mean, for a high volume bar, for sure, the drinks should be very easy and be very quick done. That does not mean they are bad. So you can work with premixes. So there should be a team taking care of premixes, taking, you know, testing how fast you can, we call that cheetah bottles, you know, to create bottles where most of the cocktail is already mixed together without fresh juices and everything, which is not good. So, you know, you can team up with, and one part of the bar team is doing the cheetah bottle. They have to test them. How do they, you know, change over days? How can we prepare them? How does it work? So this is one very important, because you have to work quick. You can still try to make very, so then it's about your bar station, how it's laid out, where do the bottles stand, what do we expect, what are the very often poor drinks. So the working process has to be very quick. Then you have to look at your menu, and you need somebody who's really, because you push out a menu and then you will see what are your top sellers, and then maybe you have to restructure your working area because the top sellers have changed. Even if you don't change the menu, maybe the consumers decide different from what you decide. So this is something very important. But I think the most important is make this a journey for the team. Make the team proud of the menu. I want to give you it's called One Trick Pony. It's a very small bar from Germany, and on Instagram, follow. There's a few things how they start to create the menu. It's a little bit in the last months, but I really liked a few of the small snippets. There's many, many. I love the Sapphire Bar in Munich. They have 2 pages. I think it's brilliant, because each drink is more like a comic. So it's just 10 drinks, but it's very cool how they made it. And on the backside, it's just a few long drinks. And you have the creativity. The 10 drinks are awesome, very well prepared, quickly done. So I think if I would have a nightclub business, I would really make 2 pages. And one is only 10 drinks, but then make this a story. Maybe also make this a story to change them, whatever. Find a system that is not too expensive to change it. You have to make your team happy. And you have to make this the job of your team. You know, and divided into cool sections, like the one who's taking care about the station, changing it, looking for the top sellers. Then you need the guy who's every week and every month is getting out the reports from the POS system, and you have to discuss this with the team. You have to discuss, some of the team has to calculate orderings, and then you show them what's wrong in the calculation, and everybody learns. All of a sudden, everybody understands, maybe this is a bad drink, maybe this is a good drink. Everybody wants, you know, everybody will support you with your business as long as you support them and make their work interesting. So I think this is the main thing I would love to give you as an advice, especially when it comes to, because when you just decide to do a high volume menu just from your thoughts, which are maybe clever, you will lose your team. Because bartenders, you know, you need to create something where the people who work with you are proud. They have to be proud to stand behind the bar every night. And even if it's just about the speed and the efficiency, and normally things bartenders maybe don't want to hear, margin, but if they all create it on their own, they bring out the word of mouth to their colleagues, that, look, we do it this because of this way and this and this and this. Make sure your team is part of finding the new menu. Just as a quick advice, my friend. And this, my friends, was the episode number 11, talking just one hint on bar menus. And please, 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 I would love to use this episode for me and for Mr. Snyder to collect more of your great ideas. Give us some feedback on the Facebook page, on the entreliqueur.net page. Wherever you want to throw it as a call in. That would be awesome here in Anchor, so I can push it out again. And I can make an answer show. I really would love to have your ideas on bar menus, because, you know, I think it's a really big thing, and it's a it deserves more episodes. That was just a quick shout out, because I have to work in Florence a little bit. I have to run now. I hope you enjoyed it. Give us feedback, and yeah, speak soon and hear soon, my friends.